We welcome in right now from the Greenwich Street Tavern, a fine establishment.
Yes.
Delicious establishment. And a member of the Fantasy Cup League. Did not make the finals this year. Came close. Didn't make it. It is one of the co-hosts of the Fantasy Football Line at Lock Show with you, Corey, on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
It's Chris Vaccaro. Good morning, Chris.
Gentlemen, good morning. What's going on? You guys enjoying your muffins over there or what?
We really are. Yeah,
nah, it was cool. Chris, Nicole came in here and brought us some muffins. Right,
acting like she did it.
Yeah, acting like she did. But nah, but you, if you, when you come down here, Chris, you see Nicole. Nicole is sturdy. She's get the job done.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean exactly.
There you
don't
go.
Don't worry about it. I know what you mean.
Well, we're gonna move on.
And don't worry. Corey, don't worry.
Corey's had to go in a drought, Chris. You got to excuse him.
And don't worry, Corey. If anybody walks in that studio, I'm sure Scotty will protect
you. There you go. Yeah, you're right about
I
that.
I would.
Scotty does have my back.
All the joking I do, if somebody walked in here, believe me, Cardano would have to get new glass.
There you go, Scotty. Scotty got my back.
Yeah. People think they know me. They don't know me.
All right.
Oh,
Chris Vaccaro.
There you go, Scotty.
You were a member of the Fantasy Cup League. This league ended 136 to 136. It is not how we do things around here. I'm not interested here in making a tie to the cup champion crowned. So who do you think should be the victor?
All right, Greg. Here's the situation. The first, in most home leagues, when a game ends in a tie, the first tiebreaker would have to be bench points.
Mm.
So I can't see any other way that, you know, this could end if you're looking at bench points. Whoever had the most bench points out of the two between Glenn Lowy and Albie Manzo, I think they should be declared the winner. And this is if and only if it's in the rules. Now, I don't know if...
It wasn't in the rules.
That is not in the rules.
Okay.
The problem is, Chris, is that there was nothing in the rules establishing what the tiebreaker would be.
That brings me to point number two then, Scotty. As long as that's not in the rules, then we can't go based off of bench points. So throw that out the window.
All right.
Now I take it to point number two. We got to go to, like, boxing rules. Albie Manzo was the challenger coming in to this championship fight.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Lowy is the defending champion. He's holding the strap,
that's
Corey.
Right, the cup.
You want to beat the champ,
these
you got to knock the champ out.
These guys went 12 rounds.
Yep.
These guys went 12 rounds in a heavyweight fight. They went to the scorecards. All three judges had it 114-114.
That's right.
What happens, boys?
And still,
the champ. And the belt's got to stay with Glenn Lowy, because to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
Just like Ric Flair says. All right,
let me ask
just
you.
Just like Ric Flair says. And that would be my deciding factor.
All right,
you
let
gotta
me ask
like
you this, though.
You got to
knock the champ out.
Let me ask
knock
you
the
this,
champ.
You got to beat the champ.
Let me ask
That's
you
it.
This,
if
though.
If you don't beat the champ in a tie, the belt stays with the champ.
Let me ask you this, though. What if Glenn Lowy did win the championship the year before? What would be your take on it?
He did win the championship.
No, I'm saying if he didn't, though. But if he did, if we had two teams in the championship that tied and neither one of them was the champion from last year.
Yeah. I mean, percentage points, I think correct me if I'm wrong, if in the Fantasy Cup, we didn't play with percentage points, correct?
Nope.
So, I mean, I think you would at that point have to go back and add up who had the most yardage out of the players in their starting lineups. And, you know, like if one of his receivers had 39 yards, if one of Albie's receivers had 39 yards and Glenn's had 30 yards, you know, throughout, just say, then, you know, they're both going to get 3 points each in Fantasy Cup rules. But overall, it should have been Albie Manzo getting the win because he had more yards. That would be the only way I think that would be the only way I think you could make a determining champion here, because it'd be tough to split that trophy right down the middle.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we talked about that the show before, like, as an exercise, we were going to try to calculate by, like, the percentage points who won, but it's going to be a very long, tedious exercise. But hearing you talk it through, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see any other way unless you guys are willing to crown co-champions. And sounds like Sussmania doesn't want to do that.
We're not doing co-champions.
I'm not against co-champions.
I don't like it.
Well, this is a three-man paddle, Corey. You got over.
All right, well, that's fine.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, like I said,
that's the homie.
The commission of the league, you know, we kind of make
your boy Nando, Chris.
My boy Nando. My boy Nando. He obviously didn't put through enough rules because, you know, it should have been stated. It should have been stated that, you know, in the event of a tie, the first tiebreaker is bench point. Or, I mean, even if you want to go that far, whoever won the regular season matchup between the two.
Yeah, I was thinking about that,
maybe
too.
Maybe that could be the second tiebreaker. Yeah,
like the BCS.
But it's always, exactly. But it's always bench points in all my home leagues at the first tiebreaker in a tie game. So,
Chris,
that would be my deciding factor.
We're talking to Chris Vaccaro here, the high-stakes player, the co-host here on the Fantasy Football Live Lock Show Sunday mornings on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, also the owner and operator of the Greenwich Street Tavern here in New York City. And Chris, you made the playoffs here in the Fantasy Cup, but you got decimated by Keith Bullock.
Oh, I sure did. I sure did. The great Keith Bullock, I think I went in as the 3 or 4 seed. Solid season.
Yep.
I was proud of the team. Lost Keenan Allen about 2 minutes into the season.
Yep.
My first round draft pick. But had a solid team. Showed up in the playoffs week 14. And, you know, that was that really weird week 14 where a lot of studs pulled no-shows.
Yeah,
and a lot of them were on my team.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I caught a couple zeros that week from, or a one from, like, Devontae Adams and Jordan Reed.
Well, you got you got 20 from Devontae Adams here. Zero.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. Well,
zero from Dante Moncrief.
There you go, Moncrief.
And zero from Dan Bailey.
Zero from Dan Bailey. There we go. A lot of zeros. So, can't predict these things. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it's really a crapshoot. At least that's what we saw this year. And, you know, not my time. Wasn't my season, I guess. Yeah.
Chris, what do we, you know, we can't play the playoff contest in New York, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, have you signed up for any baseball yet?
Not yet, Corey. My mind's been wrapped up much in football that, but I will get around to that soon and start planning out my baseball.
You think the situation is going to be rectified by the baseball season?
Can you let the listeners know what you're talking about?
Oh, well, the NFFC, well, the high-stakes leagues, the gaming companies, they had to, in New York, obviously going into 2017, they had to pay their licensing fee.
Sure.
Their taxes.
Yes.
Their tip-in.
Yes.
It's like a tip-in.
Yes.
It's like, you gotta pay to play. Well, the NFFC, FFWC, they run these playoff contests. This specific year, because we're in 2017 when the contest begins, they have to pay their fee or, I guess, apply for a small business exemption. They haven't been granted those yet, as of yet. So there's no NFFC, FFWC playoff contest for New Yorkers. You cannot participate. I was wondering if it's safe to start signing up for the high-stakes baseball leagues. Have they put out a ruling on that yet?
No, you know what, Corey, they haven't, and, you know, it is an interesting point that you bring up, but I haven't seen, now, I'll tell you this much, there are a couple people of, you know, that are New York residents that I see on the sign-up sheet already, so I don't know if it's not a problem at baseball at all, but I heard you guys talking about it the other day, you know, what are they going to do with it? It's just, people that, you know, like myself that live in New York. Now, the contest can be held in New York, but, you know, the NFBC is still going to show up in New York City because, you know, there's probably 80% of the people in that draft room that day that aren't even New Yorkers.
Exactly.
You know, they're coming from everywhere, you know. So as long as their credit card and you know, their home address are out of state from New York, New Jersey, whatever, you know, they're good to go. So it's just people like myself that, you know, are New York residents.
Yeah, that can't get involved.
Are having an issue right here. But you bring up a great point. I don't know if it's just a football issue with this postseason contest and not baseball related, but you would think that if they have a problem, you know, with this situation, that it would, you know, cross over
well, they should say
to
something.
Baseball
well,
as well.
I kind of feel like they should say something before people start standing up. Let people know, you know, you're not going to be able to play, or, you know, these drafts are going to start jumping off. And really, now you got people signing up and drafting already. So
yeah, people are drafting already.
I don't understand how that's going to work. I would like to get one of the guys, Greg or Tom, on the phone, but I'm not sure if they're, you know, allowed to do that.
No, I think it's a great idea. I was going to say, I think you should get Greg and Tom on and try and clarify. Yeah. This situation, because I'm bummed out. I love the postseason contest for someone like myself that, you know, the fantasy season just ended. I'm having withdrawals already.
Shaking.
But at least I can have the playoff contest to look forward to, which I don't now.
I know, me too. Well, you know, South
Unless Fino, I get an uncle that is out of state to sign me up.
Yeah, well, don't say that on the radio.
Salfino
has a playoff contest, so. He normally sends the and it's a good one too, Chris. And you pick coaches, mm-hmm. You pick coaches too. He normally
pick
sends
coaches?
Out, yeah. He normally sends out an email. I'll forward it to you. You got some industry guys and some top players in the contest also. So, that, I'll let you know what's up with that.
Sounds good. I'll play it. Sounds good.
Chris, how did you wrap up here? How did your season go? You do all right?
Yeah, great. I'm really happy with the season I had. It was successful money wise, and you know, got a couple leagues under my belt, a couple high stakes leagues. Got a nice check coming to me, and you know, I was happy with it. I wish it could have been a little more. Melvin Gordon going down in right before the fantasy playoffs started hurt me. There's no doubt about that because he was on a lot of my teams. But other than that, it was a good season. I'm just sad it's over now.
All right, there you go. Chris Vaccaro, you'll hear him Sunday. You going to be in Sunday, Chris?
That's to be determined. I don't know yet.
Well,
whatever the boss Nando says.
All right, you can visit him at the Greenwich Street Tavern. Obviously, follow him on Twitter. You follow Chris Vaccaro, of course, on Twitter at Chris Vaccaro GST. And also, you'll hear him here all the time on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks, Chris.